Well, following that appointment, Pope Benedict met with the bishops of Portugal, as Lydia O'Kane reports.
The Pope's next engagement of the day was an encounter with the men who lead the church in Portugal, the bishops. And he began his address to them by looking at the church's mission, saying that in today's world, a new missionary vigour was needed on the part of Christians who are called to form a mature laity, identified with the church and sensitive to the complex transformations taking place in our world.
Na verdade, os tempos que vivemos exigem novo vigor missionário dos cristãos.
He also stressed that authentic witnesses to Jesus Christ were needed, above all in human situations where the silence of the faith is most widely and deeply felt, among politicians, intellectuals, communications professionals, who profess, he said, and who promote a monocultural ideal with disdain for the religious and contemplative dimension of life.
Sobretudo nos meios humanos, onde o silêncio da fé é mais amplo e profundo. Políticos, intelectuais, profissionais da comunicação.
The Holy Father went on to underline the bishops' role as evangelizers at a time when, as he put it, in the view of many people, the Catholic faith is no longer the common patrimony of society and often is seen as a seed threatened and obscured by the gods and masters of this world. The Pope also added that ecclesial movements and communities had a role to play in awakening in young people and adults the joy of being Christian. In the Pope's concluding remarks, the Holy Father called on the bishops, as this year for priests draws to a close, to rediscover the role of bishop as father and to rekindle a sense of mercy and compassion in order to respond to grave social needs. I'm Lydia O'Kane.